And it's time for sports, brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories, and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
WRCOFM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. In wrestling action last night from Prairie du Chien, the SWC Conference Duel Tournament was held. Belmont Platteville over Richland Center 55-24. Dodgeville defeated Richland Center 57-17. Lancaster 54, Richland Center 22. And Prairie du Chien over Richland Center 54-20. Belmont Platteville over River Valley 56-21. Dodgeville defeated Valley 52-29. Lancaster 42, River Valley 35, and Prairie du Chien over River Valley 54-23. In boys high school basketball, Richland Center took on Prairie du Chien last night, and Phil Nee was there.
Richland Center survived to win a conference game 62-52 over visiting Prairie du Chien on Friday night in area boys basketball. The Blackhawks were searching for their first win of the season, and they kept the game close before the Hornets broke a 50-50 tie with 2:49 to play, and they took a lead they would not give up. Richland Center's Brady Dosh led all scorers with 16. Jaden Shep added 12. Liam Fingerson had 11 points for the Hornets as they improved to 6-5 overall and 2-1 in the league. Other scorers for the Hornets were Wes Bosworth with 9, including a key basket and a 3-point play, with the team tied at 50. Also, Garrison Weiss added 8, Kaizen Schwitzenberg added 4, and Trayton Shep scored 2. The Hornets were 15-for-24 from the line, and they made 4 3-pointers. The Blackhawks were led by Brady Lenzendorf with 16, Sam Kramer added 14, and Hunter Straka put in 12. Prairie du Chien made 11 3-pointers. Point baskets, and they were 6-for-9 from the line. Richland Center won the JV1 game 64-28 over the Blackhawks. The Varsity Hornets won the hard-fought game 62-52 after leading 34-27 at halftime. They built a 10-point lead before the Blackhawks came back to tie the game. Richland Center logged the win, and now we'll get ready for a non-conference game at home Monday night against Waseca Steuben. Prairie du Chien will continue to search for its first win after 9 losses to start the season. They will play Waukon on Tuesday night at home. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. The Riverdale boys lost to Royal last night 82-42. It was Carter Uppinaugh leading the Panthers with 24 points. Bevan Dennis had 27 for Riverdale, and Owen Blankenship put in 11. Potosi over Albany 48-37. It was Pecatonica, a 62-58 winner against Benton. In double overtime, the Ithaca Bulldogs survived DeSoto 52-49. It was River Valley 63-60 over Dodgeville, a win for Platteville over Lancaster 69-58. Highland 70, Blackhawk 25, Belmont 77, Judah 52. Cambridge a 75-30 win against Wisconsin Heights. Adams Friendship over Mauston 54-45. Wisconsin Dells over Wautoma 79-32. The Riverdale girls team improved to 9-3 overall and 4-3 in the SWAL with a 60-55 win at Southwestern on Friday. Riverdale led 33-27 at the half, but eventually fell behind by 3 with less than 5 minutes left. The girls were able to go on an 11-0 run at the 5-minute mark and pulled away for the victory. Zuri Dennis led all scorers with 31. Kennedy Cooey had 13, including 3-pointers, and Macy McKay was in double digits with 10 points. DeSoto defeated Ithaca 45-40 in girls basketball. It was a win for Mineral Point over Fenimore 71-43. In overtime, Seneca got by North Crawford 56-48. Wazika Steuben 65, Lafarge Youth Initiative 22, Cashton over Waniwak Center 71-38. Arcadia 46, Viroqua 44, Cuba City with a win over Darlington 58-34. Sauk Prairie 56, Reedsburg 31, Stoughton defeated Portage 65-20. Onalaska 51, Toma 34, Bangor over Nisida 53-33, and Edgerton over Barneveld 51-32. Stephen Crowell scored 18 points and John Tanjay added 16 for Wisconsin to help the Badgers beat the Minnesota Golden Gophers 80-59 for their fourth win in a row. Kamari McGee had 15 points, including 3 three-pointers and 3 steals for Wisconsin, which improves to 13-3 overall and 3-2 in conference play. The Badgers have won 8 consecutive games against Minnesota and 17 of the last 19. Dawson Garcia made 2 free throws to open the scoring 40 seconds into the second half and gave the Gophers a 1-point lead, but Nolan Wintert answered with a 3-pointer 15 seconds later. That's helped spark a 13-2 Badger run that culminated with a John Blackwell and Crawl made consecutive threes to give Wisconsin a 43-33 lead. Garcia led the Gophers with 22 and 10 rebounds, his 4th double-double of the season. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 41 points and 14 rebounds, and the Milwaukee Bucks beat Orlando 109-106 in spite of 34 points by the Magic's Paolo Banchero in his long-awaited return from an injury. Damian Lillard added 29 for Milwaukee, including a couple of free throws with 9.3 seconds left for the game's final points. Playing for the first time since tearing his right oblique on October 30th, Banchero also had 7 rebounds and 3 assists in 27 minutes for the Magic. He made 5 of 8 three-pointers. Cole Anthony had 18 and 7 rebounds for Orlando. Tristan Da Silva put in 16 in the losing effort as Milwaukee beats Orlando 109-106. The Milwaukee Brewers will go to arbitration to determine the salary for catcher William Contreras. The team announced on Thursday that it has reached agreements with 5 of 6 players who are eligible to go to that hearing, all pitchers: Nestor Cortes, Aaron Civale, Trevor McGill, Joel Pamps, and Nick Mears have all signed deals with Milwaukee. McGill is expected to be Milwaukee's closer in the 2025 season after he thrived in that role while Devin Williams was out. Of course, Devin Williams traded earlier in the winter meetings. And the Philadelphia Eagles are 4.5-point favorites to beat the Packers in Sunday's NFL wildcard game, heard right here on WRCO. Both teams are expected to have their starting quarterbacks available. Both Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love participated in team practices on Thursday. Jalen has been out since suffering a concussion in December 22nd's game against the Washington Commanders. Love hurt his elbow in the last game against Chicago. He was able to make all the throws in the Packers' practice Thursday. That game can be heard from the Green Bay Packer Radio Network and WRCO-FM Radio Sports. WRCO-FM 100.9 tomorrow around 3:30 for the kickoff, 1 p.m. pregame.